Aileen Jacobson, writing in the New York Times in a review in 2015, tells us, when the show, now known as Miracle on 34th Street, the musical, had its Broadway premiere in 1963, it was called Here's Love. It was Mr. Wilson's adaptation of the 1947 film, Miracle on 34th Street, Meredith Wilson. The story focuses on a man who goes by the name Kris Kringle and claims to be Santa Claus, and his interactions with a girl named Susan Walker and her mother Doris, who works for Macy's and hires the kindly Kris as the store's Santa. Also in the mix is Fred Gailey, who befriends Susan and woos Doris while sparring with her over her hard-edged view of the world inspired by a bitter divorce. The musical veers from the children's show exuberance of the opening number, Big Clown Balloons, during which Kris and a gaggle of youngsters march into the audience, to the seriousness of You Don't Know, an adult ballad about disappointment that shifts the musical's tone. By scene three, the show has returned to the Jolly Family musical category with an ensemble of clerks singing about the virtues of plastic alligators. And we'll get to experience the story we're used to seeing on screen with music in 3D, that is, on stage with living, breathing actors. The Music Box Dinner Playhouse in Swarovsville, across the river from Wilkes-Barre, will present the Miracle on 34th Street musical. And it opens this weekend. It opens tomorrow at the Music Box Dinner Playhouse. Dan Pittman is co-director and he is choreographer. And he stopped in to tell us about the production.
This year, Music Box is doing Miracle on 34th Street. It is a musical adaptation of the original 1950s movie. It's pretty much along the same storyline. If you know the movie, you pretty much know the musical. It's just they sing now. It's a completely different experience than you're going to get watching the movie at home. Dinner is an option before the show as well, so you can come eat your dinner and then enjoy a cute Christmas show because it's adorable. And the children, there's so many children in the show.
So often Christmas is New York-centric because there's the Thanksgiving Day Parade and Macy's and all that sort of thing. But there were those golden days when going downtown, going to a department store to see Santa, it's still possible to go to the mall and see Santa, but there was something so innocent about about those days.
Yeah, it's weird contrast from what you see in the show to what you see now. Because it was a level of trust that people had back then that they don't have anymore. And like your neighbor could take your daughter to the parade and it wouldn't be weird and no one finds it weird. It was totally accepted and it's a moment that's beautiful and it shows the relationship between Fred and Susan.
Have you directed this before?
No, this is the area premiere of the show. So it hasn't been seen in the area yet, which makes it more exciting. And this is my first Christmas show that I've directed. Last year I choreographed Elf Jr. at KISS, but first time I'm taking on the realm of director for a Christmas show.
What surprised you in immersing yourself in the script this time?
There's so much love built into one show. It all pretty much centers around this little girl, Susan. We have two. They split the role. They alternate nights, but they are doing such a great job. And it's so great to watch the youth of the area come together and create this world that Meredith Wilson wrote.
Are you doing it in the 20th century?
We are keeping it in the 1950s. The only major change is there's a lot more women in power in our version. We had a lack of men, so men, please start doing shows. But we have very strong women figures rather than men. So Macy and Gimble are both portrayed by women this time around. So we accidentally killed off Mr. Macy. And he is now played by Lisa Dobbs, who is amazing. And this is her first major role, so she is really great. She's super talented.
Speaking of miracles, in this small space that is the Music Box Theater, Michael Gallagher and his team of associates can work magic and make it an entire department store in a space like that.
Yeah, we are truly performing miracles. We are placing a Macy's Day Parade on stage as well as a toy ballet halfway through, which is a challenge, but we have a very strong children's ensemble and they take on those very, very well.
And are you in charge of the choreography too?
Yeah, I am co-directing this now with Caitlin Churcher, who is my roommate and one of my best friends. So we are constantly working on this show, but all of the choreography is mine. And we have Kevin Costley as Santa Claus. He's a Music Box staple, so it's perfect.
Would we know that it's Meredith Willson if we know 76 trombones? Will we say, oh, that's Meredith Willson, I can tell?
Yes, style is very much apparent in the show with the syncopated rhythms and the layers of different songs during Holly Berries and Pine Cones. There are three people singing three different songs, so it's super challenging, but it's really cute. It's great music. Music Box already is filled. There's shows that are sold out. We're going to sell out before we open. We open November 25th, and we run until December 7th with shows on Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, so there's 14 shows. And Miracle on 34th Street is a movie everyone watches every year. I believe TBS places it on loop for 24 hours on Christmas Day, but it's a nice adaptation of it, and the kids are super cute, and our cast is really great. They really bring it to life.
Dan Pittman, co-director and choreographer of Miracle on 34th Street, the musical. The Music Box Players presenting Meredith Willson's musical version of one of the best-loved holiday classic films, opening tomorrow at the Music Box Dinner Playhouse, 196 Hughes Street in Sawyersville, just across the river from Wilkes-Barre, running November 25th, 26th, the 30th, December 1st to the 3rd, the 7th to the 10th, and the 14th through the 17th. And you can get all that information online, but it will be all of those shows, as Dan suggested, all of those performances. Thursdays through Saturdays, curtain at 8 p.m. on the Thursday through Saturday run, and Sunday matinees at 3. And there's a dinner option. Dinner is served 90 minutes before the curtain. For more information on the web, musicbox.org, musicbox.org. That's Miracle on 34th Street, the musical, opening tomorrow, and that would be tomorrow night at 8, at the Music Box Dinner Playhouse, 196 Hughes Street in Sawyersville, just across the river from Wilkes-Barre. You can see them this weekend, the following weekend, and right through December 17th. Shows Thursdays through Saturdays at 8 p.m., Sundays at 3, dinner served 90 minutes before the curtain. For more information, musicbox.org, or you can find them on Facebook.